station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Priscilla Leona. Welcome to Question Reality. And we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 o'clock to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if this is your first time tuning in, basically our show is about informative entertainment. And it's done in a really fun, upbeat kind of style. So it's not a snooze fest over here. You're definitely going to get some high energy. You don't need any coffee. Just put us on any time of the day. And we're going to provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how you can pursue a career in show business. And the way we do that is, of course, have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry. And these are always people that are top professionals who've made it happen for themselves. And that's what you're going to hear. The blood, sweat, and tears, hopefully. And maybe some juicy gossip sometimes. So hopefully they'll share. And so we have people from every single aspect of entertainment. So if you want to know who's also going to be on in the future, you can visit our official Question Reality website, and that is questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us. And you scroll to the bottom, it's a list all the way till the end of the year. And if you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, listen or download any of the shows, what you do is if you're listening now on the website, you look up top and it'll say schedule, and you hit schedule one. There's a schedule one link at the top of the LA Talk Radio website, and you can look for our show, Question Reality, in the time slot of 5 o'clock, and then you click the link. And that takes you directly to the archive page, and then you can peruse it at your own leisure. We have so many different people. We have Emmy Award winners. We have MTV Award winners, Carnegie Hall performers, singers, actors, dancers, models, musicians, a whole bunch of people that you can find out how they got started from the beginning. And it really, they answer. I try to get the questions that you would want to hear. So I really think I dig really good dirt. So you'll find something on a great show there. And you can download it or play it directly. So either one. We're also on iTunes, so you can take us with us anywhere you want to go. Now, we'd love for you to call in and ask questions of the guests. And you can also provide comments anytime, but we do ask maybe 520, between 520 and 530. That's when we'd love for you to call in. And again, we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process. So you call in and talk directly to the guests. Now, the call-in number is right in front of you if you're listening to us live. But in case you can't find it, it's area code 323-203-0815, okay? And I'm telling you, you're going to love this guest today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him, but we're going to talk about some real quick stuff that's coming up. But our guest today, oh, he's wonderful. His name is Enrique Ramirez, and he is the founder and owner of New York's very trendy day spa, Face to Face, New York City.
Thank you.
I'm so happy.
How are you, Priscilla?
Oh, my God. I'm fantastic. How are you, little sexy thing?
I'm so excited to be on your show. I love your show.
Well, you know what? When Mr. Steve Levine said, I got a couple of my clients. Would you be interested in sent me the bios? As soon as I looked up and saw your picture, I was like, I don't care what he does. Let me just have him on the show. Because
thank you.
Who wouldn't let you in anywhere looking like you do, boy? Now, come on. Woo! I guess you got the whole red carpet thing going on. So I really think you could open up anywhere and have any kind of business. But we're not going to just go by looks because you have beaten the path to get to where you are. Let me tell you a little bit about Enrique. Now, again, he's the founder and owner of New York's Very Trendy Day Spa. face-to-face in New York City. Now, this is only a handful of spas in the world that specializes in men's skin. Men are like, hey, women, we are just as important. We want our skin to radiate. We want to be plumped up and pumped up and move on over because we're getting our own day spa. And Enrique owns one of the top ones. Now, it has many celebrity clients. Some of them are actor and comedian Neil Patrick Harris. And you know his skin is looking fabulous.
Oh, he's so handsome. He's so charming. And he's so sweet. I love him. I just want to marry him. I'm like, take me to California with you now.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to arrange that. So you're going to have to pump him up a little bit more. And then you also did news and weather anchor Sam Champion. And he looks fantastic.
Yes, he's so nice as well. They're, everybody's very nice. I love them all. They're very kind, generous. And I get all the inside scoop from everybody. Like, okay, well, tell me the latest gossip. Tell me this, tell me that. But they're very, very nice. I love them. I love when they come in. They're so charming and nice and just so nice.
Yeah,
I love
them. That really helps, you know, because a lot of celebrity clients, we hear horror stories about them. So it's really great that you have something nice to say. Now, let's talk about your celebrity here. Now, the celebrity clients, I guess they're spreading the word about how great your spa is because you've been featured on NBC Today,
yes.
Howard Stern. And
I love Howard. He's so nice.
Yeah.
So I love him.
Yeah, he's great.
I was on his show 2 years ago with anal bleaching, and it was so funny. I can't wait to go back on the show. He was so great. He was so funny. I love him.
Yeah, I have heard he's a really great guy. So
yeah, I was a little nervous before I went on his show because I thought, oh, my God, he's going to torture me. He's going to humiliate me. But he was so nice.
Uh-huh.
He was so sweet. I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to, like, play the gay card on me. He's going to just torture me. But he was so nice. I loved him. He was very nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is a front. I've heard he's just such a sweet, polite, obviously intelligent person. But who wouldn't want to be on Howard Stern? People can talk about him bad behind his back who don't like him. But if he called him and said, I want you to be on the show, they'd be running, skipping, hopping.
Exactly.
Shut the hell up and leave my Howard alone. I love him. now, in addition, you've been featured in close to 100 major beauty skincare and fashion publications for your expert knowledge. Wow, that's a hard thing to achieve. How does one? Now, why don't you take us from the very beginning? Because you're like uber celebrity skincare now. But take us back to the beginning. How did Enrique? Where does Enrique come from? And how did you know that this is what you wanted to do? Or did you know? Tell us how did the path start?
Okay, I did not know, actually. I used to work for dermatologists back when I lived in Chicago 10, 15 years ago. And then I moved to New York, and I started working as a massage therapist, actually. And then after a few years, I was like, okay, I need a little change because, you know, it can get a little monotonous, a little repetitive. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try skincare. I already have some knowledge when I used to work with the dermatologist in Chicago. And I was like, okay, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to do it, but then I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to think about it. And then I started doing it, and I loved it. So I worked for a big major spa here in New York. And then a few years later, after I got some experience, I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So I started working out of my apartment on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And then about a year later, after working out of my apartment, I decided that it was time for me to rent space from somewhere. So I decided to rent a room from a massage therapist that had his place in Chelsea. So I was like, that's the perfect location. I can go. I can target the guys in that area. I can place a lot of ads in magazines and online. And then slowly but surely, people started coming in. And then next thing I know, it just started growing and growing. And then we had to move. And then I moved to a bigger space also in that same area. In that Chelsea area. So now we're bigger, we have a lot more clients, and hopefully once the economy comes back, then we're going to move even to a bigger place. So that's the goal right now for 2010. But it was really hard. I have to tell you, Priscilla, it was really, really hard when I first started doing skincare because a lot of women did not want to come to see me because they're so used to the Eastern European, the Russian ladies doing the skincare. So when they saw me, they're like, okay, who is this guy doing facials? So it took me a long time to really develop a following when I used to work for this major spa. And so it was really hard at first, but now I'm having so much fun. I love doing what I do. I love skincare. I love cleaning pores, doing anti-aging treatments, all kinds of beauty treatments. So I'm having a blast, but it was a little hard at the beginning.
Wow,
but you know what? When you believe in something, you got to go for it and just stick to it and do it.
Oh, that's, excuse me, that's very interesting. You just brought something up. I was wondering if that was something in a certain area, because you had said that that women were used to Russian people doing skincare. Is that something that's New York-based, or is that generally? Because Is it really? Because I can't afford to go to a day spa, so I don't know who the hell is doing your pores in a day spa. So you got to give me the scoop here. I don't know who's
to
over
New
there.
York,
so
I'll go to L.A. I'll go to L.A. and give you a scoop.
Well, is it so you're saying that people who go to the day spas, they base it on, they think that if you're Russian, you get like a better job done?
Yeah, it's like anything else. It's like when you think of construction people, you think of a man doing the work. You don't think of a woman doing the work. It's the same thing in the spa field. The spa field is dominated by women, and most of the clients are women. So when they see a guy there, they start thinking, oh, does he know what he's talking about? Does he even? And then the other thing was that because sometimes they have to be undressed under the table, they felt really, really uncomfortable. They just felt that I don't know what they were thinking, but I'm just gonna take care of your face. I'm not touching anything else.
I'm not interested in that shit. You can take it off and put bells on it. I'm not interested in it. Damn.
I see.
Oh my god.
The funny thing now is that I also not only just men, but I have a lot of women who come to me for Brazilian waxing. So I was like, wow, 10 years ago, I couldn't get a woman to get a facial by me. Now they're lining up for me to give them the Brazilian wax.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Because you know what? A lot of my audience are like, what the hell's a Brazilian wax? Why don't you tell us what? You got to treat us like we are just really dumb here. Some of us don't know. What's
Brazilian wax?
Brazilian wax
is the full Monty. Women take everything off. And so do men as well.
Okay.
It's everything, the front, the back, the bikini line, everything. You're completely bare, like a prepubescent girl.
Oh, well, Enrique, now see, that's not the shocker for me, because I mean, I've heard of it before. I'm gonna have to tell you, I've heard of these things, but not all my audience has. But let me tell you, I got so many emails when I put out, I don't know if you saw the email blast that went out when I was introducing you for the show. I don't know if Steve forwarded you that.
Thank you.
But I got emails saying, what the hell is anal bleaching? Oh my god. I put that as my personal pick, because I said, woo! Now, I was shocked by that, because I actually had a friend. Now, I was shocked that when I heard him say he was doing that for a part-time job, because he's an actor. You know, actors will do just about anything. When he told me that he was doing that part-time for porn stars, I'm like, what the hell is an anal bleaching, and why would they bleach? But then I understand, you know, with them being porn stars, they're going to get some close-up shots of that little...
Well, you know, with the high-definition televisions, you see everything.
Yeah,
you got to look clean and pretty and pink.
Right, so why don't you tell us, how did this come about? I know this started in L.A., because probably of the porn stars, but, you know, for New York, did that go right from L.A. being popular directly to New York, or did it slowly work its way across the country? And I really can't imagine, but... Midwesterners going for an anal bleaching. And tell me, why do people in New York who only get sun for a month, why do they need anal bleaching?
And it came straight from L.A. to New York. And I have to say that I don't want to, be a show-up, but, I was the one who introduced it to New York. And you know what? You know what, Priscilla? I was really, really shocked because a lot of New Yorkers are supposed to be open-minded, liberal,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I can't tell you how many doors slammed in my face when I was talking about anal bleaching. Everyone was so insulted by that.
Yeah, you
need
to go to Connecticut and you can't go to Connecticut and put some flyers for anal bleaching because they will run you out on a stake. Well, they would.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh, this is a good treatment. People are going to love it. People are going to embrace it. There's a lot of, New Yorkers are all about beauty and looking good and looking appealing to the lustful eye. But then, I was like, wow, I was shocked how, all these beauty magazines, all these conventional spas, all these other spa organizations, they were just had one nothing to do with me because
right.
they just thought I was a freak offering
what?
This type of treatment. But I'm like, this is a treatment that people want. They want to look good all around, not just the right. face or the hair. And I have it, and people are coming to me. And if you guys are a little insulted by that, but that's your issue, not mine.
That's right. You couldn't even sell that to the Upper East Side gossip girls? I mean, surely.
No way. Are you kidding me? No. No, they are so uptight. I mean, I don't mean to talk bad about anybody, but.
I was just thinking, because of course I'm a huge fan of Gossip Girl, so I was just thinking if there were such a character as Blair, what, and you went to her trying to sell her on that. Oh, so I can see they would be a little hesitant, but you'd have to sell Paris Hilton on that first to get it to be
yes.
a upper. How did you, what did you do to introduce that? Because that really is I really think it's necessary if you are going to be in a situation where that area is exposed. And basically, for everybody who doesn't know what anal bleaching is, why don't you explain what that
okay.
is in a humane
okay.
manner?
Okay, basically, for some people, with it comes from genetics or from overuse or for whatever certain biological reasons, that area gets a little dark.
Jesus, I like that one. Maybe that was your downfall, saying due to your overuse, you've got dark areas. I like
it is.
That.
That's my theory. That's my theory. But that's my own personal theory. But again, I'm that wacky spawner that people think, so I try to keep it clean and just be proper about it.
But, wow. All right.
Okay, so that area, especially around the anus,
yes,
it gets a little dark.
Yeah,
and people don't like that. It's a peel that we use at the spa, and we let it sit for a few minutes, and then we neutralize it with water. And basically, what it does, it evens out the skin color in that area. It doesn't make it look white. It doesn't make it look different color. It's just going to even out with the rest of your skin color in that area. Some women feel self-conscious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I have to tell you now is that it's not just porn stars anymore, strippers. These are normal, 9-to-5 kind of women. They're not, they just feel self-conscious about it. So everyone is coming in now after 2 years of promoting it. I'm getting a lot of women.
Oh yeah, and you know what's sweeping the country is, how we constantly are inventing some kind of freaky shit. There's a new thing called smushing. You know what that is?
What is it called?
It's called smushing. This is, they've been doing this for years. They just never put a name on it. I was watching an episode called CSI New York City, right? And last week, and it was where people, corporate celebrity people, get together for lunch. They do this for real. New York actually started this. They get
really?
Together for lunch, and they have a food fetish where they meet for lunch. These high-powered executive celebrities, and they smush food on each other, and then they lick it off and eat it off, and then they have sex. And I said, get
really?
The hell out of here. But after the show, I thought, no way. After the show, they did a whole segment on it on the news, how this has been going on for years. And I said,
where do I sign up?
I said, I know. And I was like, I knew that wasn't abnormal. for me to be doing in the 80s. It just didn't have a name when I got my whipped cream and Lifesavers out and said, get
you were
down
trendsetter.
There.
You're the one who started it.
That's what I'm thinking. I was a forerunner in smushing. I just called it the 9.5 weeks treatment because that's what you saw in that movie, 9.5 weeks, which probably
I love that movie.
You know? Yeah, so that is one of the things that is spreading around. And if you're in the hip posh scene, which seems to be, you know, what this smushing thing is, and you spread them, you better have a nice little clean baby face looking area. And again, you said it's not going to look like you just came out of the womb, but at least it's going to even that area out, not make it look
right.
And one of the reasons that I heard, and I wanted to confirm with you, a lot of people asked me, like, I know this, I'm not a doctor, I said, let me ask Enrique. They said, why is that area, let's just be honest, the crack of your ass, why is it darker than the rest of the body? And medically speaking, I heard it's because that area is not, any area on the body that's not exposed to the sun, that's the reason why it's dark, because there's not enough ultraviolet rays that get to it. Is that true?
I don't think it's because of that. Because when there's ultraviolet rays, it'll make it darker. But if they're not getting
that's
the sun,
right. Give it a sun,
then it's not making it darker.
Now, see, somebody told you that shit, and I'm believing it. I'm like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But, you know, you're right, because that would give it like a little sunburn. You'd have a sunburn.
Right.
All right.
So my theory would not be that.
Okay, and you are the expert. Well, my God, and then some of the other things, like I saw that you do, which is fantastic. Tell me now the names. Did you come up with these brilliant names for these treatments? Like, come on, the Betty Ford treatment. I mean, how brilliant is that? Are you sure nobody else came up with that? Because I mean,
no, this is all me. Every single treatment I create, and you know what? I'm like laughing as I'm doing it because I'm just making like. Not fun of the spa, but like I'm making it welcoming. I'm making it non-intimidating. I'm like saying, come on in and have fun. You know, we'll take care of your beauty needs and relax you and de-stress you, but we'll have fun at the same time. We're not one of those Upper East Side uptight spas where you walk in and you feel really, really uncomfortable because just the way the set. The front desk people talk to you. We're not like that at all. We're very friendly. We have a good sense of humor. Me or any of my staff, we're just having fun and we're having fun with it. And the clients like that. And especially, I don't know if you noticed the men's waxing names. Mm-hmm. Those I made it like that because they're very non-intimidating for men.
The men's what? I'm sorry, you got cut off.
The names for the men's waxing.
What? I don't know if I got that far because I was still stuck on that. What's the name for the men's waxing? Did I miss that one?
Well, we have the south of the border for the front.
I did not see that on your website. There's a south.
No, well, if you go to the waxing page, you'll see all the names that I have. I have the marble sacred shaft. And I have the crackdown. I have the backdoor treatment. So everything's broken down because not all guys want everything. Some guys just want the crackdown done, or some guys just want the marble sack, which is very, very popular in New York. I have a lot of straight guys coming in for that too.
You gotta tell me. Now, tell me the names, because you know what? The names you have chosen alone are enough to have people come swarming to your place. I kid you not. Because, I mean, it's all in the advertising. If somebody comes up with a clever name like you have, but you're curious. You want to know what this entails. So please, please tell me the name of these things and just briefly what they entail, because I can't stand it.
The marble sacred shaft is basically the balls and the shaft of the penis.
that would be testicles for the people in the Midwest. That's what.
Yes, a testicle, exactly.
Okay, right.
The scrotum.
The scrotum. You're right. All right.
That is a very popular treatment. I do those like 10, 20 times a day. And then the south of the border is the pubic hair, the balls, and the shaft.
Right.
And then the behind, we have the backdoor treatment, which is the glutes and the crack. And then the crackdown is just the crack. So everything's broken down because some guys don't want everything done. They just want certain areas groomed. So we have a name for every area.
Right. Oh my God, that is so brilliant. Now I was under the skincare because I went immediately to the skincare because as a woman, that's really the first thing that I'm gonna look at. And I looked at some of the names, and I was just so tickled with them. So like one of them you have called the Y chromosome facial, and
yes,
you say
that's men's facial.
Oh, that's for men, right? I was like, okay, that's not for me. And that's for the dedicated to the hippest guys in town, I understand. And I'm like,
well, I just came up with that.
I love it.
I was referring to the metrosexual. That's who I was talking to also.
Right. And what's great about that is because, you know, when I was asking some of my guy friends, I said, what are some of the questions you want me to ask Enrique? And a lot of them said, I want to know about ingrown hairs, razor burn, you know, and all kinds of things. And I said to myself, there it is. That's what they would want. So if they come in and you go to Enrique Salon, if you have ingrown hairs, razor burn, and any kind of problem with that, that's what they want to ask for, right?
Yes. It would be the Y chromosome facial. And the reason with that is because we do microdermabrasion. Microdermabrasion is an exfoliation. It's a way to remove the top layer of the skin because a lot of times the ingrown hairs get stuck in between the layers of the skin. So you want to remove some of that skin so the hair can grow out nicely instead of getting stuck and then get that pimple-like feeling and really uncomfortable. So
Why does that happen? Why do men get ingrown hairs on their face?
It varies. Again, it comes from the after shaving for so many times, the skin gets a little tough and thick, so the hair doesn't come out. It can also create an infection in the pore. It can be from a dull blade because a lot of times guys do not change the blade very often. They change it like maybe every other week or so as opposed to like maybe every other shave. So the blade is irritating the skin a lot and that just causes inflammation, irritation.
Because this seems to be, you know, something they keep asking me. So when you go out, and usually men, if you want to maintain your face and not have the ingrown hairs or cut down on that, do you recommend that men get one of those electric shavers? Are they the best? Or can they stick with the ones where you buy 12-pack in a, can they go out to the pharmacy and buy a pack of those Daisy shavers?
They can certainly do that. They have to remember you have to change the blade often, so that's why they're disposable because you use them once or twice and you toss them. The other thing is you can get the double blade that also helps to remove the hair. And then another key ingredient is the shaving gel because it has glycerin in it. So it helps for the razor to glide easier on the skin instead of like scratching and being all it doesn't like glide through the skin. So I always recommend a shaving gel, change the razor often, and exfoliate at least once a week in that area to keep the skin smooth and soft and allow the hair to grow out. And obviously a moisturizer as well. That's what I always recommend for these guys. But especially in particular for African American men, they get that a lot, and that's because of the curly hair. The hair tends to grow back inside instead of just coming out, you know, directly out of the pore. It grows back into the skin. So I always recommend against coming for the facial. And with that facial, we also get in there and remove the ingrown hairs that are stuck in there because it's hard to get them out. And if a guy goes in there and they start picking and scrubbing and pulling, it's just going to irritate it and bleed and it's just going to be a mess.
Oh, my God. You know what? Before we go any further, I wanted to ask you, I'm getting some feedback. I want you to to be crystal clear, and I'm getting like some feedback. Do you by any chance have the computer on listening to yourself directly on the computer? You don't, you're not listening to yourself directly. You
no.
I don't know. Why? Are you getting feedback on your end, like some buzzing?
A little bit, yes. Is it my phone? I have a really old phone that my boyfriend won't get rid of.
Oh, that cheap bastard. Where is he?
I know.
Get
a new phone already.
I'm going to take away your razor blades and until you buy me a new phone, you're going to have ingrown hairs. Well, I sure hope that it doesn't come across too bad for the listeners because I'm just getting
They cannot hear me?
Well,
no.
You know what? It sounds like now it's actually gone now. I don't know. It's like it magically disappeared. But when I'm talking to you, it sounded like there was some feedback, and I'm like, oh my God, he's given such great advice. I don't want it to sound like that buzzing. It was like a little buzzing sound. But now
it's gone.
Okay, no, that's fine. But you made a very good point when you were talking about how ingrown hairs are predominantly for African-American men, because it's weird. A couple of my friends who I was talking to, they're African-American, and they were telling me that they get so many ingrown hairs. And
yes.
I was like, I wonder if it's ethnic. Is it just African-Americans that get it the worst, or are there other ethnicities?
Yes. No, I would definitely say that African-American get it the most. It is common in everyone, but I think it's more common with African-American. And it has to do a lot with the curly hair. So a lot of these guys don't shave every day. They'll shave every other day or maybe every 3 days. But it is more common with African-Americans. But again, everyone gets it too.
Yeah.
But it's more common with them.
Right. Well, you know, at least they got some tips now. They definitely moved. Now,
They can email me. They can certainly email me if they have more questions.
What is your email?
It's Enrique, Enrique, at face2facenyc.com.
Isn't that sweet? And you'll email them back, and
you won't say,
hey, give me your credit card, and then I'll send you the
answer. Well, make sure they send you a picture, too. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
The better looking you are, the more free answers you're going to get. This is America, honey. We're not giving you anything. Now, let's move on to the Super O2 Facial. I love that name, too. Now, that one is like an invigorating, energizing facial. And you said that's for dull, gray, and fatigued skin. And who doesn't have dull, gray, fatigued skin if you live on the East Coast? So I think you geared that for the Midwest and East Coast people, right?
Now that we're going into wintertime, that would be the perfect treatment for someone, because especially over here in New York, Chicago, Washington, it gets so dry in the wintertime. It's just, wow. And your skin just looks gray and dull, and I'm like, oh, my God. Give me something, so we'll do the oxygen treatment on them. It's about cleaning the skin and then doing the oxygen mist at the end, which is very refreshing, very, very hydrating, and just your skin just glows afterwards.
Now you do that with that facial scrub, and then you mix it, you say, with a lactic acid milky cleanser. Now, do you not recommend that if someone is lacto intolerant? Would they still be able to get? No, seriously, I was wondering.
No, they're not going to drink it. I'm just going to put it on the skin.
Would it absorb through the skin, though? I mean, would that be absorbed through the skin, and would they, like, have any reaction?
No, first of all, I only leave it on for like a minute or two, and remove it. The way the consistency of the peel, it doesn't absorb. It just sits in the skin, it lifts the skin off the layers of the skin, it cleans the skin, and then we remove it.
Okay.
We don't leave it on, let it absorb. It's not one of those...
Right. You don't leave it on for 3 hours like I leave my big old gray 99-cent mask on for 3 hours.
That's good that you leave the mask.
No, it's not a process of that, right? You don't leave it on. What you do is you do that double process of the oxygen-based mask, and then you do facial massage to stimulate the blood circulation.
Stimulate the blood, get the blood going, get the circulation going, bring fresh blood into the skin. Because, again, when you're in the wintertime, the blood vessels just constrict, and it doesn't allow any blood into the area, any clean blood. So you're walking around looking gray and dull and like, ooh, no.
And you know what? That would probably be Exactly. Honey. I mean, I used to be a smoker, and I had a great tinge until I quit smoking. And also people who are frequent flyers. I mean,
exactly.
If you're a frequent flyer, that would be perfect, right?
Yeah, you're up there flying all the time. There's no oxygen up there. It's like all the recycling air is just not good for the skin. So for frequent flyers, for smokers, for you know people who live in this type of climate right now that we're having right now over here in New York or the Midwest, that would be perfect for this type of skin.
Yeah. So we recommend Enrique and I say if you're looking dull and ashen gray, you gotta ask for the Super O2 Facial. If you're not getting a man, you might need the Super O2 Facial because people are looking at you going, I don't want that gray shit. I'm not dealing in the gray matter. Not dealing in gray matter, honey, right? Another one you have, which is really cool, is the Alchemy treatment. Now, I was like, hey, there you go, because out here in L.A., you say that's the best treatment for the saggy skin, oily T-zones, age spots, and sun damage. So if you're from the West Coast, this is what you want to get, am I right?
Yes. You know what? After so many years of doing skincare, I can tell now who's from the South, from California or Texas, as opposed to someone from Michigan, because unfortunately you see the sun damage.
Right.
You see a lot of sun damage in people. You see the dark spots. I don't know. I don't know if you can tell, but it usually looks like a dark area.
Yeah, it's like brown,
red.
Like a round patch and stuff.
You see a lot more wrinkles.
Yeah, my husband, he actually has a brown spot on his face he's obsessed with, and he wants to get it out. And we've gone to dermatologists, and we're like, how much is this going to cost? They want like $250 to take out this brown spot. I'm like, honey, I think it looks really good. It looks more like a beauty spot. Let's leave it in, because I don't want to spend $250, right? So how do you get rid of those spots without having to spend like all that money on it if you're poor?
Right. Okay, well, two solutions. I have two ideas for that. One, you can come and see me for a facial, of course.
Or
the other one, you can use a bronzer, like a tinted moisturizer that'll camouflage any of that. That's what I do sometimes. When I have to go out, I'll just put a tinted moisturizer. It'll cover up any flaws that I may be having. It'll even out your skin color, and it looks fine. And you don't have to go and spend $250 to have it removed.
That's a great idea.
There's a lot of ways that you can hide beauty blemishes.
Right.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can always just walk into Sephora or to Walgreens or to any drugstore and look at their beauty skincare counter and see what they have. And maybe they have a tinted moisturizer or a bronzer or a sunless tanning solution. There's a lot of ways that you can use to cover any blemish that you may have, and you don't have to go and spend a lot of money.
Yeah, and unfortunately, if you don't know anyone, though, who is in skincare, you could go in to, say, your local Walmart or wherever, and ask them. And unfortunately, a lot of the salespeople don't know what the best thing is for you. So you really do have to do, like, a little research or hopefully know somebody that's going to help you with that. Now, with the Alchemy treatment, you say that it begins with your most popular CHUM microdermabrasion. Now, are you talking CHUM like what they use when you go out on a boat to catch sharks or something? Or
no, I'm just talking about your best friend. Your best friend.
I feel like a goofball. I thought you were talking about CHUM. You know how CHUM is fishing, and in order to get fish, you use a thing called CHUM. I thought you were
that. You know what? I was actually talking about me when I wrote that, because that's my best friend. That's my BFF. I get that done like every month. I'm like, I gotta clean my skin. I gotta look good. So let's get the microdermabrasion out. So that's in a shallow way. That's my BFF.
Right now,
so I was talking about CHUM as in friend, as in my best friend.
Oh, my God, I'm such a dingbat. You think I was just blonde. No, I'm just kidding. So what you do after a pass sweep, you do to remove the bumps on the road, you say, and then you do a pre-extraction with the oxygen mask. And then you do like a purging. And what's really great is that you include the ears, the neck, and the upper chest. And that's included in the price, which I think is great. Yes. You don't charge extra for that. So that's cool.
No, you know why? Because the ears, the upper chest area, all these areas are exposed. They're exposed to the environment, to the sun. And a lot of times they go unnoticed. But next time you're around people, look, take a look at around the ear area or their chest, and you can see there are some blackheads or blemishes or pimples. So with this facial, we target everything, all around the ears, the chest. We clean everything out. We leave you spotless.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but a lot of people focus on getting facelifts and getting the Botox on their face and stuff, but I don't know if a lot of people know. If you really want to know how old someone is, look at their neck and their hands, because they are very, very revealing. You can't hide the age. Well, you probably can these days, but it used to be when people got a facelift, their face would look young, but then their neck is like old and wrinkled and saggy.
Yes.
So, you know, people, you got to start thinking about that. And I don't know, I think there are probably like hand lifts and neck lifts for sure. But now the way that you do this is you do it, what's microcurrent? What is that exactly?
It's an electrical current that stimulates the muscle to contract, to give you that firmness, that fullness. Because sometimes the muscle starts to weaken and it just starts to droop and sag. So with the electrical current, we're just toning it up. We're toning it. We make it firm. We make your skin nice and taut. So that's what we're basically doing. We're waking up the muscles. If you don't exercise, you know your muscles are a little soft. But you know when you start working out, they tone up. They lift. They look alive. And that's what we're doing with the microcurrent, just to tone up. We focus a lot around the eye area because there's always an area in the fold between the nose and the mouth. Those are the two areas that people tend to get wrinkles right away, in those two areas. So we focus a lot in those two areas just to kind of firm everything, tighten up, lift things up. So those are the two areas that we focus at the end of the facial.
Do they automatically see a brightness right away?
Yes, with this facial, you can see instant results right away. You can see how your skin is not just glowing from the microdermabrasion and the extractions, but it looks firm and taut. Unfortunately, with any beauty treatments that you get at a spa, they're not permanent results. So with microcurrent, we always recommend people to come in maybe for like 6 treatments to see better results, as opposed to going to a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist where they're going to inject you or they're going to cut you and do more severe things to give you permanent results. Everything that you get at a spa needs maintenance. That's what I was trying to tell people, that in order to keep that look, then you need to come back on a regular basis.
Right. A lot of people just want to go in for the hour lunch Botox injection. But, you know, it's going to come back. But I find that the people who just do the peels, the microdermabrasion, the facials, if you just do a maintaining of your skin, I think that you really, if you start early enough, you're going to really avoid the years.
Yes.
Really are, am I right?
So
your treatments, and you, Enrique, you have the latest technology in your salon. There is nothing that you have that's old-fashioned, am I correct? You have everything that's the latest. If it's trendy, if it's out, LA has it, New York probably invented it first. No, but am I right? Am I right?
In general, yes. In general, everything starts here in New York. But a lot of times we actually go to Europe to find out what's going on over there, because they're usually more advanced than the U.S. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff they're doing is not legal.
Oh.
So we just try to bring whatever is legal. But yes, at Face-to-Face NYC, we're pretty much on top of what's going on in terms of the beauty treatments.
And you can get
and
everything.
I always go to conferences in I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. And see, that's what's happening. I apologize if that's happening over the air. But what's happening is that I'm talking and you're talking and we're getting an overlap. So I apologize if it seems like I'm cutting onto you. But it's something.
Apologize.
So I apologize. But you know what you were about to say is you go to all the latest seminars, which probably separates you and why you're one of the top day spas. Because a lot of these spa people, here's what they do. They have a men's salon day spa, but they're like race car drivers. They own a race car driver track, and they don't go and keep up with it, and they rely on their people to do that, and a lot of them don't. But you are very involved. You go to these seminars, and you find out what the latest things are. Am I right?
Yes, correct. The thing about a lot of spas and salons are not owned by estheticians. A lot of times they're just owned by entrepreneurs who want to start a spa. And they don't really have an idea what goes on in the treatment room. So that helps with our spa, that I am an esthetician and I'm a massage therapist, so I know what goes on in the treatment room, and that helps us to be better at how we run the spa.
So when people go to a spa, what do you recommend? Do they look for something on the wall in order to go to their local one, say they're in the Midwest again and not able to come to Enrique Ramirez? What should they look for so they know that if they're paying, they're going to get the best treatment? Is there are you a licensed esthetician?
Yes, there's several ways. A lot of times, nowadays online, the people are writing reviews from the salon, and we have tons of them. That's a good way to see if this is a good salon or not. People write reviews, write comments about their experience at the spa or at the salon. That's one way to know. But also, if you're not sure, if there's no reviews or comments about anything, you can also just, when you walk into the spa, you can ask the esthetician, are you a licensed esthetician or certified esthetician? Depends on the state as well. Depends on what state, because in New York you have to be licensed, but I think in California you only need to be certified.
You can definitely be a dishwasher by day out here. It doesn't matter. So, okay, so we only have a couple minutes. I want to, it's 5:47. I can't believe it went so fast. I want to run through everything else you do. You also do body treatments, the slimming body wrap, the dirty hair, the dirty hairy cut, the muddy wrap. The George Hamilton, lymphatic drainage, scrub and glow, reflexology, again, my favorite, anal bleaching, again, Enrique's, I think we got a call, and you know what, it's 5:47, I don't think I'm going to be able to take it, I just want to run through, and
ask them to email me, I'll be happy to.
Yes, absolutely. And definitely email him. Again, it's Enrique at facetofacenewyork.com, or email me and I'll forward it on. But your signature treatment is the Betty Ford treatment, and the forget-me-nots, which is designed for people with back and foot fetishes. Go to his website. All of these things are on there. He also does massage therapy, the Buff Rub Do Massage Without Borders. I know that's going to be a favorite one. The Feng Shui Massage, the Ultimate Massage, the Stress Busting Massage, Back-to-Back Massage, and what this one was hysterical, the Mommy Dearest Massage. Oh, my God, I was rolling on that one. Rubbing Express. These names are brilliant. You should have been in advertising for sure. They have massage add-ons, aromatherapy, warm parafango. Oh, I love that. Backless scrub, hot oil treatment. They do hair removal. I wanted to know what the difference was between waxing and sugaring. Can you tell me in 1 minute?
Okay. First of all, sugaring is completely natural. It's just sugar and lemon juice mixed into a paste. It's the same discomfort as waxing, but you get less of breakouts or irritation from sugaring than waxing. With waxing, people react a little more, so they'll tend to get bumps and breakouts. But with sugaring, because it's completely natural, you don't. That lessens by a lot. But again, the discomfort is the same. I want to just make sure that everybody knows that, because people think that sugaring, it doesn't hurt, but I am still ripping the hair out of your follicles, so you're still going to feel it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Enrique, I swear to God, it's 5:50 and they're going to cut us
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't go yet. I want to beg you to come back on my show next year. Can I please beg you to come back in?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. I'm so excited you invited me back.
Well, die if I don't get to talk to you again. And my life has no meaning if I don't get to talk to you again. You are awesome. Please,
you're
check
funny. I love you.
I love you even more. And you wait till I get a hold of you and bounce you on my knee because I am coming for you one day. I got to go see Liza Minnelli anyway. And I'm going to Joe's in March to see Cortez Alexander. So I'm gonna hook up with you then. But check out his website, face2facenyc.com. Email Enrique and tell him Priscilla sent you. Thank you, Enrique. We'll see you next
year. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate having me on your show. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.